brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to try to control myself today and really calmly go over where we stand as a human population on this tiny planet and really break down the nature of the ruling class that is in control of our society and why they are engaging in a war against humanity, a war against intellect, a war against health, a war against truth. Why is that being done? Well, it's easier to break things and dominate things and wreck things than to build people up. And the globalists can just barely pull out every stop and engage in every dirty trick and do the most horrible things they can get away with against humanity and maintain control. They could not maintain control unless they were totally ruthless and pulled out all the stops and became pure evil. And they want the power, so they've done it. There's the answer in shorthand. But I want to try to flesh that out a bit, because knowing the enemy is half the battle. Knowing yourself is the other half. And, of course, taking action is the imperative, because if you know your enemy and know yourself, you will take action. But knowledge, being aware of things, the people perish for lack of knowledge really is the key. Now, if the global controllers really weren't just being competitive with each other and they actually looked further down the road, they would see the type of system that's being developed and being established is very, very dangerous for the ruling class itself, but there's an overall hubris, a nihilistic icing as well, or cherry on top of this dehumanizing confection that has been manifested. And if people think that's a scary paradigm I'm talking about, they haven't read history. Also, more and more I begin to realize that we are governed by fear. And I know that's an obvious statement. You're like, tell me something I didn't know, Mr. Sherlock. But do we really consciously understand what a mind killer fear really is? It is. And it is the attempt to go along with the system and the belief that that way leads towards success, sustainability, security, empowerment. That idea is the greatest lie of all. Because when you get a nation and a world of yes men and women, when you get a bunch of biological androids who don't consciously discover the mysteries of the universe for themselves, and who just do whatever they think is popular, you might as well just be a computer sitting here on a table. Because you're just going with whatever you're programmed with. And the message that go with this programming, do what everybody else is doing, and you'll be successful. Really, I see a lot of people doing what everybody else does that aren't successful. I'll tell you who really is successful in life, for good and for evil, and for all the points in between. That's mavericks, trailblazers, original thinkers. And that's why the globalists poison the food and the water and the culture and engage in that ultimate sin, is because they themselves are locked into a conformity of evil. They are locked in to a conformity of corruption. They are in their own mafia, their own gang, their own secret society, their own syndrome of psychopathic worldview. And they cannot break out of it. They fear the maverick true human. And their entire system is designed to dominate that which they fear. Now, I just laid the hardcore truth on you. We're going to break down the news and a lot more. A big guest, David Icke, coming up. Stay with us. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing SellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with SellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at sellwealthforlife.com, spelled C-E-L-L-W-E-A-L-T-H for life.com. Or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046. 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with SellWealthForLife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 21st day of June 2012. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Again, thank you for joining us for this hour of resistance against tyranny. Always informative, always thought-provoking, David Icke will be joining us coming up in the second hour of the worldwide broadcast today. And Mark Moreno was unable to get his internet working in Rio de Janeiro down there at the big UN World Government conference yesterday, so he'll be joining us via landline in the last 30 minutes today. Lord Moncton tomorrow. I also talked to Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins yesterday. His new album's out. I'm going to tape an interview with him this weekend because he's about to leave the country and go do a tour in South America. And we'll be airing that. It should be on Monday or so. That should be quite informative. Okay. Where to start here? Obviously, there is the big news of House panel voting to cite Holder for contempt of Congress and the White House coming out and making the announcement that they're deploying executive privilege. Now, executive privilege is if you have as the president, a private meeting with an ambassador to discuss private matters of their government, so that you as the president can understand delicate issues, and then somebody in the House of Representatives who wants to make a name for themselves or whatever demands to know what you said in that private meeting. And that's what happened with the first case of executive privilege and George Washington. Then it is kosher. But if you're Richard Nixon, who sends a bunch of burglars, FBI agents and people like G. Gordon Liddy to break into the Democratic National Committee's headquarters and to break into psychologists and psychiatrist offices to get dirt on people, you're not above the law. And that's the mistake Obama has made declaring executive privilege on this. This is not the type of executive privilege that's been upheld. This is a big sign that they are in hot water. And, of course, first they said that these documents didn't exist, that they're now declaring executive privilege on. And I am going to go back, in fact, maybe later in the broadcast today, because Rob Dew is out getting some equipment right now. I meant to tell him yesterday to get this. Or actually, I did say it over ever personally gave him the message that I want the newscast we did earlier this year with the news clips from 2 years ago, plus of the Attorney General, Eric Holder, the head of Homeland Security, Big Sis, Jan Napolitano, and others, talking about Fast and Furious and Operation Gunrunner in press conferences and talking about how they'd launched the operations. Now, the details weren't known. They were vague. But by admitting the programs, there they are admitting that obviously they, the heads of these big agencies, had given the orders. And the FBI, the ATF, the Border Patrol, the Coast Guard, and four other agencies, this all came out in the Chicago Tribune a year and a half ago. This all came out in the El Paso Times a year and a half ago. This all came out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com almost 2 years ago. In fact, we're always so busy covering the next news story that we rarely toot our horn. And look, we told you a week into it that Stuxnet was an Israeli-U.S. created program, probably working with Microsoft, according to our top tech experts that we had on. The Washington Post has been congratulated yesterday for breaking the fact that it was an Israeli-U.S. government/industry weapon, and that now a spinoff of that, the Flame virus, is wrecking computers all over. And the government is simultaneously saying, give us more cybersecurity to take your rights away and to spy on you and put control hubs in everywhere in the infrastructure of all ISPs, even more that are there now with all the EAS crud, emergency alert system, and they are now pushing this entire takeover agenda on the backs of viruses they launched. Just like our criminal government, illegitimate foreign banker occupied system, I mean, it's not the government, it calls itself that, created Al-Qaeda. Had the hijackers trained at U.S. bases. We don't know exactly what happened on 9/11, but, I mean, it's a fact. AP, Reuters, Newsweek, that generals and colonels at the bases said, my gosh, these guys on the news all trained at our base in spy training. In Florida and California, and they went public. And it was just swept under the rug. Never mind Muhammad Atta and the other hijackers with their government credit cards and living with FBI informants and visiting topless bars and being protected and running drills of hijacking jets. We know they were agents who thought they were taking part in drills that go on all the time. Try to get bombs on planes. Try to get guns on planes. You know, that's why cops and others, if they try to hire you, to the feds do, to take part in a drill, most of the time it is a drill. But sometimes they're going to blow up a building and say, you did it. They're very sophisticated. Have you seen Arlington Road, where the terrorist? It's a very sophisticated movie because they imply they're really a government group. You watch the movie, it's very sophisticated. They trick the professor, who they profiled, who's a constitutionalist, into showing up thinking he's about to stop a bombing and then he actually triggers it so they can have him as the patsy on the news. And that's the type of stuff they do. So you better understand that's how this works. The guys on 7-7, led by known MI6 agent, Fox News, BBC, Reuters, look it up. Exact drills of exact targets being hit at the exact same time, look it up. London Underground drill, they tell the guys, take these backpacks on. They were supposed to hit three buses and three trains, but instead they only hit two trains and a bus. A bunch of them figured out what was happening, ran for their lives, were gunned down at Canary Wharf. That even came out but was shut down. Guys are running. The police shoot them, kill them all right there on the spot. Later they killed a bunch of witnesses as well. I mean, this is what went on. I mean, the police were walking people in the street and on subways for weeks after. All right, hold them up against the wall and unload a clip right in their head, just getting rid of witnesses. Because they carried out that attack. And they got these secularized Muslims who wanted to climb to the social ranks and who'd been hired as informants to take part in drills, and they sure did, didn't they? They sure did. Exact bus and exact trains at the exact time and exact location. ITN, BBC, I could play the newscast for you right now. I've played it probably 50 times. If you don't believe me, just type it in. ITN, drills of 7-7 bombings, or BBC, drills of 7-7 bombings, and you'll have them admitting it. And why? To hide it in plain view, because if everybody's freaking out that took part in the drill and figuring out they were set up and used as cover in case other agencies that weren't part of it discovered it, or if things went wrong, they start speaking out. The program in the psych warfare manuals they're using is to go ahead and hide it in plain view and come out and say, oh, yes, we're running a drill with the exact same targets, exact same time, exact same place being hit. It's quite astounding. And then people see that and think, well, I don't have to whistleblow now. This is admitted. So I'm teaching you psych warfare secrets here, like a magician showing you the tricks. I've just reverse engineered it all. Later, I get declassified documents. It's exactly what I've already reverse engineered in my mind, but literally word for word, because I'm watching them do it and they're following manuals. So I'm seeing word for word what's in the manual. Let me give you another manual for false flags that, by the way, was in one of the WikiLeaks documents. The Army admitted was accurate. Army captains and above who were in black ops special forces training for force multiplication have been taught at least since 1986 how to stage false flag terror attacks as a force multiplier. You're outnumbered 100-1. You know, in a month, the local group's going to invade that area. You commit a massacre. You kill a couple little kids down by the river, leave enemy mementos there to get the local tribe to unify behind you. And the argument they give these commanders is you take the little kid, you hang him. It's very sad, but you'll save hundreds of children. You're strong enough to understand that, aren't you, Captain? Yes, sir, I'm ready to take this mission. Good. And 10 years after you've been killing little kids in the jungle in force multiply, you're loading explosives into World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7. That's how the twisting to the dark side works. Would you like me to continue here today? Because believe me, the system doesn't like this. People say, well, why are you still alive? Because if they kill me, it will make me a martyr, and everything I've said will then be seen as prophetic. They still may do it. People say, well, then why are you speaking out? Because there's no future unless we beat these people. They've made the decision to be more evil than evil in the name of protecting society, and it doesn't work that way. It's like the Ring of Mordor. It's been turned towards evil, and we're all going to hell in a handbasket here. How did I go from the hijackers and drills off into black ops and off into how they set people up? I don't know. The point is that it's all extremely important and you need to be made aware of it. And I guess false flag attacks is on my mind, because if I was Obama and the cliques and the power structure that support him, the gangs and the overall governing predator class that are using him as a pawn right now, they're either going to go ahead and let Obama be destroyed, maybe even impeached, or they're going to use this to trigger the pretext for the Phoenix to rise again with false flag terror attacks. So that's probably why I'm getting off into terror attacks. Oh, I started getting off into terror attacks talking about how the West runs Al-Qaeda. Okay, we're going to come back and get into the Nixonian death spiral politically of the lame duck, Mr. Obama, straight ahead.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com foodstore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Part of the interview with David and calls into the third hour today with Moreno popping in from Rio de Janeiro. Again, he couldn't make it yesterday because of internet problems. There are a lot of different things I want to get into today, obviously, but Barack Obama declaring executive privilege and the media is sitting there debating back and forth whether or not he can do this. Could Obama declare executive privilege for, say, selling crack cocaine? Could George W. Bush do that? No, you can't. Could Barack Obama declare executive privilege for, say, not paying his, quote, income taxes in the private Federal Reserve? No, he couldn't. Could Barack Obama declare executive privilege on raping a woman on the White House lawn or roasting a puppy dog on the White House lawn? The answer is no, he couldn't. And so what we see here is this normalization of corruption. It's just like when the troops got caught openly being ordered to grow opium, and they were speaking out against it 5 years ago. They just started having newscasts everywhere admitting they grow the opium to demystify it and claim that it's patriotic to do it. And here's the headline: heroin use is soaring amongst suburban teenagers as deaths from drug more than double in Europe, England, the United States, you name it. It's pouring in because they've gone from 10% of world production to 93% in just 10 years in Afghanistan, thanks to the liberation. And again, the police pull you over and ask you. I had a cop one time pull me over in Austin when I was coming home from a business meeting. He said, "Have you been drinking?" And I said, "No." He said, "Have you done any illegal drugs like heroin, cocaine, PCP?" And I just started laughing at him. And I said, "Come on, you know who brings all that in." I said, "Do I look like I use heroin, cocaine, or PCP?" "It's 10 o'clock at night and I'm driving home working. No, I don't use heroin, cocaine, or PCP. But I've had a whole lot of coffee, buddy. Is that okay?" I mean, it's a joke. The government ships it in publicly. The big banks launder it. And we have a debate about decriminalizing this. They don't want to decriminalize it because they make 100 times the money, literally. When my grandmother was a little girl, she could go down, if somebody got a toothache at her house, and just grab a bottle of laudanum for grandma, who, you know, had a lot of toothaches because she liked laudanum. I'm giving a hypothetical story. The point is that you could buy cocaine, heroin, opium, anything you wanted, and drug use was much lower. You make alcohol illegal for 10 years, 9.5 years during prohibition, crime more than tripled. Corruption of police, everybody knows this. Again, but people say, "Oh, I'm scared to say that. They might get me." They're going to get you. And I'm going to say this and come back into the news, but we had a general manager on yesterday, one of Eric Mueller, Mancow's stations, and he's heard from like 60 of his stations that when I'm on or Jesse Ventura is on talking about FEMA camps, it gets scrambled. And by the way, Mancow's freaked out. I mean, you know, he jokes around a lot. He's actually freaked out. This is really happening. And we've gotten some calls this is happening. So that's why I think it's the EAS at the station. It's not the satellites, even though the government has the criminals that have hijacked the government. I've got to decondition myself as well, reeducate myself. The criminals that have hijacked the government have these illegal backdoors into everything. They admit they do. 2 months ago, Petraeus, head of the CIA, bragged in a press conference that they're listening to everything without warrants, and they're tracking everything, and the smart meters are really these hubs, like, you know, Google cars that have those little masts with all the tech in it to grab all your communications. That's what the smart meter is. And we had this general manager on, and he goes, "Listen, I'm just a guy trying to sell advertising, stay afloat. I got a wife and kids." Hey, I get that. You think, hey, my number one job as a father is to make a living morally and take care of my wife and children. I get that. But there's no future. It'd be like 1941 Germany and saying, "Well, I got to do what I'm told or something will happen." And then overall, 20 million Germans got killed. Did you know that? Close to a third of their population from 1940 to 45, gone. I think the number is 21 million Germans died one way or another. I mean, was it, should you said no up front or gone along with this? People say, "Well, I'll just keep my head down and hope I'm okay." That's the attitude that destroys civilizations. That's the attitude that brings slavery. And I'm not knocking that general manager. By the end of it, he's like, "No, I guess I'll put more shows on like Mancow and yours." I actually got a call from a bunch of stations. Mancow stations wanting to get me after that show yesterday. The general managers and program directors understood that, oh, yeah, if we don't say no now, it's all over. See, that's the thing. We've gotten to this position by giving in, by being afraid, by doing what the authorities say, when the authorities are a bunch of crooks out of control. You going to turn your guns in if Obama says so?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm going to get back into fear in a moment and then the Watergate developments for Barack Obama. But first, I want to remind you of the CEO of Gibson Guitar we had on late last year. I want to get him back on. He has been raided now, 3 separate times, over wood that they've legally bought from India and other areas that's totally renewable, that is modified product, because they have a law in India that they've got to do some finishing of the wood, and it's a Made in America guitar. He follows all the rules. He has letters from India and letters from Africa where they get the wood. And it doesn't matter. The feds raid them every 6 months or so and take everything they've got as evidence, trying to shut them down because it is a war against this country. You've seen where Department of Homeland Security, now setting up Homeland Security checkpoints everywhere out of their jurisdiction, and they're not even sworn officers, and it's violating the Fourth Amendment all over the country, are now raiding swap meets, trying to find people selling used, not just counterfeit NFL paraphernalia. Supreme Court just ruled yesterday, a bunch of big rulings are set to come out today or in the next week. No one's sure. It could be the healthcare announcement, immigration. We're going to be talking about that. They just ruled yesterday that, or to be technical, they ruled Tuesday and then it came out yesterday. I saw it yesterday that you can't sell your iPhone to someone as a used product because of copyright clauses in the contract you sign when you buy it. You don't really own it. They always own it. The fine print basically says that you're renting it, and that's why they can database you, listen to you, track you. It's total fraud by folks that, you know, are running the company like Al Gore, who wants total profits, so he has suicide nets strung up around their factories in China. I'm not kidding. Look it up. Meanwhile, though, they have new TV ads out lecturing whites that were all racist and evil and bad to create more division. We're going to be talking about those pieces of propaganda coming up, and I'm going to play a clip of the ads that are being aired in places like Minnesota. But I'm digressing. Now Homeland Security has gone into an auction house of a legally dug 70-million-year-old dinosaur fossil, and we'll put that article on screen. U.S. takes control of dinosaur skeleton in New York auction Friday. That's Fox out of D.C. And the Associated Press is also reporting on it. And again, it's not the U.S. It's the banker's receivership arm who are raiding people's houses over counterfeit hair curlers. Remember that last month? They're involved in everything. Homeland Security is involved in everything, including school proms. They're now saying it's got to be federally certified, and TSA has to train your local police on the frisking procedures if you want to have a federal certification, which they say you have to have. So they're ordering everyone to be groped out of their jurisdiction, not sworn police. You think I'm joking? Just look it up. Judge orders TSA perform pat-downs at school proms. Look it up. First article that comes up is Santa Fe, New Mexico. And you're like, are you kidding? Yeah, Bloomberg's banning soft drinks above 16 ounces and now popcorn and milk products. And other cities are now adopting in other states. Yes, we're not joking. See, this is what tyranny is. It's a bunch of crooks literally there to break your will. But I'm now digressing. You legally go get wood and you bring it here and you make guitars. And the feds raid you over and over again and then nothing ever comes of it. It's the raid is meant to shut you down. You go dig up a dinosaur. And, I mean, these things are literally just all over the place. They've dug up a whole bunch of plesiosaurs, you name it, in the Onion Creek, Lake Travis area. I mean, I find all sorts of incredible fossils on a routine basis. Arrowheads. I'm now seeing reports of where if you find an arrowhead on your own land, the government is coming and trying to grab it. They're just a bunch of crooks. You've heard about police all over the country now, pulling people over and taking $500 out of your wallet. No judge, no jury, no arrest. They say, you give me this money or I'm going to arrest you. Well, I'm not going to give you the money. That's the only cases we know of because then they go ahead and arrest you. We're going to take the car, too, and say, that's drugs. Meanwhile, the Marines and Army are growing it. But let me show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, not just listening on the radio. I happen to have a 60-plus million-year-old crocodile skull here. These things are so plentiful, they're not even very expensive. This one comes out of Morocco. And when I bought it, they told me these are going to be a lot more in a year. I bought it as a present for my dad. I'm borrowing it to show viewers. That human skull is one that my dad had from medical school. That's a real human skull right there by the crocodile skull. I'm going to have a piece on this on Monday. I'm just going to leave it at that until then. You'll see what the piece has to do with. We're going to premiere it here. And then for all the radio listeners, you can go to InfoWars.com, and we'll have the video posted there for everybody as well. So don't feel left out. But there are the two skulls, one 65 million years old, one a man who died in India in the 1950s. That skull's from India, speaking of products from India. India later banned the exportation of human bones because in the old days they were almost all from India, and that's why we didn't have plastic bones at medical school and dental school. Had the real ones because that was their main export, but it was seen as dehumanizing, and so no more. Really, my grandfather gave his body to medical science. Is that dehumanizing? I thought it was the opposite, about not being squeamish, not being hung up on your body, not being vain, not caring if a bunch of medical students sit there and look at an old dead man. I think the fact that this guy isn't in the ground or wasn't cremated, as they do in India most of the time, actually gives more life to it. I think it'd kind of be neat if my skeleton hung in a medical school somewhere, so I could still have a connection to the living. Not out of any vanity, but out of a love of humanity. I feel the connection all the way back to my ancestors, right through to today, and I can project out towards the horizon for my progeny. It's like electricity. It's a connection to the past, the present, and the future. But if the globalists extinct humanity or destroy our genetics or irrevocably change who we are, as they say they're doing right now, then that chain is destroyed. And I can look out into the future, and I see a haze on the horizon. I'm not sure in my ancient, hardwired, super programming. You know what is your subconscious? The giant library that is my instincts and everything that my ancestors passed on to me. I do not know if humanity is going to make it into the future. I see so far into the future, and then I see a haze. Is death and the beauty that is humanity, is death all that is in our future? People are so fascinated with death. But even a skull, which is a symbol of death for many, for me it's a symbol of life. The amazing species we are. Other creatures' skulls look nothing like that, do they? What an amazing superior species, no doubt. When I was a child, the skull had all of its teeth. One time, my parents' blue heeler somehow got up on the bookshelf and got it and chewed on it a bit. And my dad actually taught in dental school. To be technical, he got this at the end of dental school because they wanted him to stay on and teach some there. And that's when he got this skull. So he taught at Baylor Dental School with his skull. It's illegal to have one of these if you're not in the medical profession. This is on loan here to us from my father. But I will be talking more about this. The reason the skull's here is we're doing a video. Imagine what it's about. I've got a 65-million-year-old crocodile skull, and I've got a human skull. What is the video production going to be about, I wonder? Okay, enough of that. Getting into the nature of fear. I talked to grown men, and going back like 15, 16 years ago, people in business, government, you name it, they would come over and talk to me in a restaurant or on the hike and bike trail or at the Capitol or at a radio station, and they'd say, you know, you're right about a lot of this, but what are you going to do about it? You're going to protect yourself, Mr. Jones, if you try to join the system and work within it to be a balancing force. And I'd say, well, there's no balance when we're headed a million miles an hour towards total dehumanization and enslavement. The balance is standing steadfastly against that and not compromising. Because in a world where everybody compromises, except the tyrants, we allow them to take over the planet. And then history shows the elites themselves cannot control the terminal collapse in society. Because the worst of the worst is automatically the new status quo. You know, let's just say you want to be a little bit corrupt, and there's a 5,000-foot deep channel out in the ocean you're swimming in. And corruption is symbolized by being under the surface. And you're like, you know what? I just want to be a little corrupt. I think I'll go 10 feet under here. But you see, the most corrupt in the society, once you give in to corruption and evil and all the excuses that come with it, is going to be at the rock bottom. This is a bottomless channel. And so you just want to be a little corrupt, but you're tied to a giant 10,000-pound iron weight or anvil or millstone to your leg with a big chain you can't get out of. And we're sitting out here on the boat, and the anvil's over there on the edge of the ship, and you're like, you know what, Alex, I think you're a square. I think I'm going to go along with corruption. I think abortion's okay. I think open borders is okay. I think world government's kind of trendy. You know, the television said so. I want to be cool. You know, I think Prozac's good. I think being involved is stupid. I'm just going to have fun and care about myself. And I'm like, you better not push that anvil over the side. And the minute you push that anvil over the side, it's going to suck you down to the bottom. And you see, societally, we're all now tied to the anvil going down towards the bottom. And at any time, we could, here's the catch, at any time we could flip a catch and release the chain. And truth and honor and veritas and recognizing good from evil, strength from weakness, beauty from ugliness, justice from corruption, that is the oxygen of everything good. And so even though we're thousands of feet under in a sea of evil and plunging fast and can't even see the light up at the surface, and the system's telling us that memory of the light was a figment of our imaginations and a conspiracy theory, as we plunge downwards, at any time, we can release ourselves. But the dark embrace, the call of the night, the call of the darkness, the call of the evil, a lot of cowards think if they merge with it, if they get into it, if they get good at it, if they serve it, if they kneel before it, that somehow the black wings of the New World Order, that bird of prey, if they snuggle up to it like a little chick, that it's going to be nice to them. And that is not the case. We must resist the system. And it's common sense, but to sit there and have to explain to full-grown men, hey, if you don't start complaining about the direction of where things are going and start saying no, then the sky's the limit. You should be afraid of that, not of what is individually going to happen to you. Sure, some of us have to take a really bold Alamo-level stand, and who knows if we'll make it out of it, because somebody's got to make the stand up front to point out there's a war going on. But the victory would be so easy if people would just recognize what's good from what's bad. It's very, very elementary. Of course, we got into this discussion of good and evil yesterday just briefly because the station manager that we had on was talking about, yeah, when you talk about FEMA camps with ManCal, they scramble it or cut the transmitter off. It's got to be the EAS system, the engineer's saying. What do we do? You know, they admit they've got all this backdoor tech and everything now, and they're doing this as a test, and the president's going to be breaking in and taking over. You know, while we've got a license, you know, they could take it. As if the government is everybody. As if that licensing system says you've got to do whatever the government says. No, you've got to serve the community. Well, is it serving the community to keep the First Amendment and free speech and to warn people about things that are happening and to admit that these backdoor systems are kicking in and erasing stuff off TiVos, you name it? Or do we just go, oh my gosh, that's kind of scary, I better not say anything about this, as if the FCC and as if the government is just God and we'll just do whatever they say? Because The NRA got documents and reported on this a few months ago in the Washington Times that Obama does intend by executive fiat to ban all semi-autos. And the ATF said earlier this year, until there was such a backlash, they said, okay, we'll do it the second term. Just look it up. Most shotguns were to be banned. Just type in ATF announces shotgun ban. It said any shotgun that's bottom loading, that's either pump or semi-auto, because you can convert them to clips, they said is a non-sporting function, as if the Second Amendment's sporting, as if that's its only, quote, right, and that they're going to ban them, and it came out like 63% of shotguns sold in the last decade in the numbers I saw. They say they're going to do that. So you're pretty much forced to vote for Mitt Romney, even if you know he's bad, because would he dare do that as a Republican? That would destroy the Republican Party. He still might do it. The point is that, I mean, I'm to the point that if they come out and say, we're banning your shotguns, I'm not turning them in. I mean, you know, that's why I'm fighting so hard now to turn this around before we get to the point where it's 1776, Lexington Concord, and they're coming to take our guns, and it's like, okay, I guess that's it. And then the poor moron minions they're going to send at us. This is a planned civil war that's going to wreck the citizens, the police, the military, everybody. Why don't we just come together and not be in this mentality and wake up from this nightmare and not go down this road? I mean, do you understand where we're going? But we've got to have the courage to be honest about it. The globalists want a civil war in this country. We've got to find the way out of this. We've got to be smart enough, and we've got to have the courage to save ourselves.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Segment of the next hour. Always interesting, always thought-provoking. We'll have some open phones for him as well. USA Today, that's always used to introduce new propaganda to the public, is reporting on what we reported on a few years ago, because Homeland Security had already announced it. They're going to have three lanes or smart tunnels you go through at the airport. One is a full groping, strip search, everything else. The other is only a basic search, face scan, thumbprint. And the other is trusted globalist minions, the new class system. Everybody's too busy worrying if they're black or white or whatever to recognize this. You know, it's discrimination when Obama supporters get health care waivers, but nobody else does. See, but people only think of race or religion as a discrimination. Now, if the globalists say you're a good little minion, you get to fly not being hassled. That's the new system coming out, and that's being announced. And if they want you to be an informant, you can't fly. 6 months later, the FBI calls you, says, come meet with us. They go, yeah, we'll let you off that list. We know you're not a bad person. If you inform on people for us. And they're like, what? Inform on people? Indentured servitude? That's how this system works. But people, again, think of discrimination only as it's put forward with TV ads now running saying whites are bad people. By the way, the psych warfare chiefs want that for division. That's actually going to make white people, most of them, feel real scared of black people and embarrassed, like they have done something wrong, and so they'll try to stay away from black people. It's not that they won't hire black people because they dislike them. They won't hire them because they're scared. Very sophisticated what's going on. We're going to be breaking that down. It turns out the Trayvon video that the court has does show what Trayvon, Zimmerman said had happened. But my point is, this is all a complete political diversion. I'm going to be getting into that. More on Obama declaring executive privilege, which you can't do over crimes, which before they said they didn't have any documents, so they've been caught perjuring again. This could be his Waterloo. This could be his end of the road, which is a good thing overall, because you want to punish out-of-control executives and scare the next crop of crooks. But here it is. Checkpoint of the future takes shape at Texas Airport. Love Field. That's the airport right in the middle of Dallas. Yeah, it used to be great to be able to fly to Dallas in 25 minutes back before the TSA. I could just fly up there, see family. Before I got a girlfriend and got married, go fly up there, go see girlfriends. And not anymore. I'm not going up to Dallas. I'm not going to their water parks. I'm not visiting family up there unless I drive, because I can't have my children subjected to known pedophiles. It's a real simple equation. You won't let your kids be grabbed and groped by men with weird mustaches with pot bellies as they lick their lips? No, I won't. It's sexual assault when anybody else does it. I wouldn't let anybody do that to my kids. I can't physically watch that happen. I would become very physically angry. Things would not be good. And I guess because I'm a weirdo, I get angry at stuff that everybody else 50 years ago would get mad at. I'm a throwback. I'm a Barney Rubble. What's the other guy's name on there? Fred Flintstone. Yeah, I am. I am Fred Flintstone. I'm evil. And it goes on to say, oh, they're going to have cameras in the parking lot and face scanners and license plate readers and checkpoints outside if they want. And see, it's just going to spread from the airports, the malls. As I told you, it's always the terrorists can now hit outside the airport. We got to push the checkpoint back. Oh, they can hit down the road. We'll have a checkpoint there. They can hit 100 miles from here. We'll put one there. They can be terrorists inside your house. We got to search. And so, again, they're advertising it like, oh, we're going to approve you to fly now and put you through the smart tunnels, but they can still drag you away to the pedo room.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require
require electricity, purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.